what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans and my fellow patriots all over the United States, all over this globe. We are in a place in this country that is bizarre, it's crazy, and I don't know what to make of it, to be honest with you. Is America racist? Is America a racist country? My answer, no. Are people racist? Yeah. But people of all colors are racist. It's not just Republicans. It's not just Americans. It's not just white Americans. It goes both ways. You have racism within blacks on other blacks. You have racism between blacks on whites. You have racism pretty much everywhere in the world. It exists. It's there, as I've always said. Okay, as I've always said, this is something that is taught in the household. Not taught anywhere else. But apparently, schools want to start teaching on how not to hate, which is going to make people feel isolated. It's going to make white people feel guilty. This is what they want us to do. This is what their whole plan is. But we can't let that happen. Because we all know as a country, we have evolved. We all know this country is not as racist as the left wants to make it look. We all know that there is cause and effect for everything that occurs. We know these things. This should not be a surprise to anyone. These are facts. These are things that have occurred. History repeats itself. But unfortunately, the left has a completely different aspect and view on things. So I debated about it, of course, because that's what I do. I love to debate and I love to prove all these guys wrong. As much as I can prove them wrong, I will prove them wrong. And I will argue and I will continue to keep fighting. Before I show you a bunch of different debates that we had recently, because I want you guys to get an idea on what's in a lot of Black America's mind right now and how they think. And that way you can get an understanding on why this country's so fucked up, okay? Why the Black community feels like they're victims and it's all politically based. The left makes them think they're victims when they're not. There were victims in slavery, of course. Our history is a nasty history, but we have evolved. Americans have changed. We're not the same that we were 200 years ago, 250 years ago. We're not the same we were 40 years ago. Shit, we're not the same we were 5 years ago. We're constantly changing. That is something that will always remain true. Now, since these clips are going to be long, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read out some of the emails. Because remember, I will always be your voice. Always and forever, I will be America's voice. I will be your voice. If you want your voice to be heard, you can email me at Jase, that's J-A-S-E, at therepublicannation.com. So I'll begin by pretty much reading the first email. And the first email is from TJ Method. So TJ Method, hey Jase, sorry to take so long to get back to you. Great job with the podcast. I never dreamt we'd go from energy independent for the first time since the 50s, a border that was more secure than it's ever been, with the wall that was 90% complete, the best foreign policy this country's probably ever had, with every country finally paying their fast, fair share because no other president had the guts to make it happen. God, you're on point. Love this email already. Who'd ever thought we'd be living in a dark time with such destructive policies being inflicted on we the people? All of the following and greatest fraud in this country has ever seen with no due process carried out to unfuck such an injustice. Then the filthiest, rottenest criminals in the world who are not running our country are pushing a fucking vaccine that is not a vaccine, that changes your DNA and has cells from aborted babies, does not protect you from catching COVID-19 nor from spreading it. If you had it and it's banned in many countries around the world because there are actually people dying after they've gotten it, I can't fucking believe how many people just don't think for themselves or open their eyes to the fact that this is a fake pandemic. If it were a real pandemic, we'd know it. There'd be people dying all around us. I'd ask people all the time, how many people do you have in your contact list that have died from COVID-19? Me personally, zero. I would have to say 100% zero. I know nobody. The count is still zero. I firmly believe the virus was created in a lab by Bill Gates and is merely just a different strain of the flu and was specifically created for one purpose, the 2020 election. I would have to agree with you on that. TJ, look at the timeline and the clues right in front of us. Obama had a pandemic relief thing written up while he was in office and who, by the way, we now know by declassified information funded Al-Qaeda. Why isn't this motherfucker sitting in federal penitentiary awaiting trial for treason? All because his party is running our country now. All these executive orders signed, I believe, are aimed towards the Great Reset and the New World Order in line with their counterpart criminal political leaders around the world whose agenda is to reduce the population to less than half the worldwide down to 500 million. I could go on and on. I was in D.C. on the 6th, and I also inside the Capitol following the march. Please do not mention that on your show. Damn it, that's a little late, buddy. But as well, all know the whole thing was set up. No D.C. police around the perimeter of the Capitol, no security on the grounds, and no Capitol police around the exterior of the building until people were inside. I remember randomly walking in with people from the back into the rotunda. Then within 10 minutes later, officers flushing us out the front. A whole bunch of people coming down the stairs on my left as well all went out the front and down the steps. And I'll never forget one guy kept saying, he shot her. I can't believe he shot her. The Capitol employer officer, whoever he was, should be tried and convicted of murder too. The whole thing was initially perpetrated by the left with BLM and Antifa. I witnessed it. We were a country standing tall and flying high. Thanks for reading my email on your show. I didn't mean to come off like a dick when I heard it, but you were straight up and constructively gracious. TJ, I just appreciate the fact that you are telling us your story from an insider's point of view. Just want you to know, I apologize. I never read the emails prior to saying it because I don't want to have an answer. So if somebody's attacking me, I want to be able to rebuttal on natural instincts. That's why I don't read the emails before I actually read them out loud into the podcast. You asked me what my position was. I'll tell you a quick little story. A couple years ago, my buddy was laid off and I was spending a lot more time online, and I forget why, but he started researching flat earth and became entrenched in it. First trying to find evidence of the ball earth. He asked me if I believe that we've been to the moon. I didn't know. Next time I talked to him, he told me I wasn't going to believe it, but it is flat. I told him that there was that is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard, ever. It wasn't until I insulted his intelligence and pissed him off at the fact he invested all the time breaking down credible information and I had handed it to him. He is a bright guy. That's when I started researching for myself. There is no real photos of Earth as a ball. They are all CGI. The real first astronaut was Auguste Piccard, who went up almost 75,000 feet in pressurized aluminum-capsuled large hydrogen balloon in 1931 and quoted, "It seemed a flat disc with unturned edge." Popular Science magazine, August 1931. Rob Skiba launched cameras up to 110,000 feet and observed a circular but flat horizon. I've seen a photo from Project High Shot from the late 60s showing a totally flat surface with horizon around the perimeter. I've scoured the web and can't find it. In 2014, the Civilian Space Exploration Team sent up a go-fast rocket. It went up 73 miles and hit a barrier, which is the dome firmament, and the camera footage clearly shows it's not round. Furthermore, the moon was visible, which at the time was over Australia, so this would be impossible to see on a ball Earth. There's five events in the mid-late 50s and early 60s that are not coincidence, but they're all the events of a safeguard, the lie, and why no one can go to these outer regions to find the truth about where we live. Wow. You this is big. Okay. Operation Deep Freeze, 1956. Admiral Richard E. Byrd found the outer marker where the dome comes down. He'd been looking for it for 30 years. He also started while he was a guest on the TV show Longin's Chronoscope. After the previous Antarctic operation, that there was land beyond the Antarctic South Pole bigger than the United States. 2. Admiral Byrd dies in 1957. Coincidence? Question mark. I think not, but in 1958, NASA was formed. 3. The Antarctic Treaty of 1959, the biggest treaty ever formed with 53 nations currently signed. They say it's for environmental reasons. Horseshit. No one is allowed to go there and explore. They don't want anyone to go near where Byrd went or to see where we really live. 4, Operation Fishbowl, 1962. This is where the U.S. and Russia launched high-altitude megaton bombs to try and blast through the firmament dome, which was unsuccessful, of course. Anyway, am I a flat earther? I don't like the connotation, but yes, I don't believe the earth is flat. I know it is. And from what I understand and have read and know, everyone that looks into it and researches it becomes a flat earther too. Once you find out, you simply cannot unsee it. The weekend before last, I flew to Charleston, South Carolina. A buddy of mine picked me up, and we were at the Flat Earth Festival Solar Return event. It was good. I learned quite a bit, especially about many other things in this world that we're being lied to about. The one thing that the truest flat earthers don't believe is in the two different sides, Democrat and Republican. They believe whether it's one side or the other, it's still the same coin. Whether it's left or right wing, it's still the same bird with the government pitting one against the other. For sure, while they are all in the background carrying out their agenda. I don't believe that's the scenario one bit. I am a home improvement contractor and I don't get to listen to your podcast that much. But whenever I'm able to put my buds in and put some political on, I'll listen to you. Thank you, TJ. I appreciate that. The next 5 days or more, I am going to be able to listen to you. I like what you've got to say. I like your friend Q too, but he needs to hang up the Q. He needs to understand that there was a psyop created by the left. Please, if you have any more questions, definitely get back to me. I'm learning as much as I can about this flat earth system that we live in. I certainly don't know everything there is to know about flat earth, but I do know a few of them. Again, we're being lied to and everybody needs to know this. Take care and catch up with you again. All right, so that's very interesting what he just emailed me. I did not expect that. As you guys know, I just opened the emails. I wouldn't be your voice if I was checking before I actually put it out there. Then I'd be a hypocrite because I'd be afraid of what emails you guys might send me. So that being said, that was quite an interesting email. I would urge all my listeners to definitely look into the stuff that he said. It's worth it. I mean, I will definitely do my research. At least he brought to the table facts that Dr. Q can't bring to the table, or Dr. Q apparently hasn't done the research to do so. Now, I'll read a couple more emails after I put these clips on. I didn't expect the email to be so long. So I'll put more emails out there, but I want you guys to have an understanding of how the left and how African Americans view this whole racism in America theory, because there is no racism. I don't believe it. You will see me get a little hostile, whatever. It is what it is. I played my identity card. They want to play theirs. I can play the minority card too. So without any further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let the debates begin. We got conservatives right now, which is fine. I'm cool with that. Okay, so this is my take. Correct me if I'm wrong. What's up, CTV? How are you? What's up, Devil Dog Patriot? This is my whole take on this thing. So people are reacting without seeing the evidence. They're once again doing the same exact shit they do every single time a black man gets shot by a cop. We know that there was a warrant for his arrest. He was a gang. He was affiliated with a gang, or he was in a gang. People are burning down the city again. But the ironic part about it is, when this happened the first time with George Floyd, National Guard wasn't called. But yet this time around, National Guard was called right away. So I'm wondering, is it because of Joe Biden being president, or is it because, I don't know, they learned from their mistakes or something? I don't know. So I'll take a take from each one of you.
I believe that the National Guard was called because of the mistakes that were made the first time around. They weren't able to put it down. It's still not all the way put down from what I'm hearing up there. But what I don't understand, and the mother and the father were on television, and they said all they want is justice for their son. They didn't want anything else. Now, going out and tearing down your own neighborhood and burning out locally owned businesses and looting them and taking food off their table, some of them might be, as Preacher said earlier, some of those businesses might be owned by minorities. And they're taking, why? That's a big question. Why?
I mean, I think they're trying to get a message across. But the problem is, when you start, see, I lose respect in all these movements the second I start seeing them robbing places, like looting stores. That's when I know that this isn't about the person that got hurt. It is more about just causing chaos and creating a way for them to be able to create chaos. I don't know. CTV, do you have maybe a different outtake on this than I do?
Well, it seems obvious, right, that the party that wanted to be able to come into power and use the amount of, say, protesting, right, that had been going on across the rest of the parts of the country that led to rioting, that were condemning, you know, Trump for doing any type of actions to try to control the crowds or the looting or, you know, anything like that, right? That the party that was against that then, that now that they are in power, right, definitely have no problem exercising force over other people, which is obvious by their policy. It's obvious by everything that they do and are choosing to do now, or even setting up the barricades around the Capitol, right? And they use all of that force as justification for the actions that they're taking. So it seems that everything just ideologically lines up with how we know Democrats really are versus how they would like to think that they are. But to go completely off topic for a moment, for the reason why I actually jumped in here, TRN, I don't know if you know this or not, bro, but I'm actually moving to Winter Haven.
Oh, my God. That's where my brother lives.
Yeah.
That's in Orlando, right?
Well, I mean, it's Winter Haven.
Winter Haven, Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in Orlando. That's my brother lives there. Okay, that's a cool, very liberal, my friend. Very, very liberal. I'm just telling you right now.
Well, I bring it up because we're going to be down there Thursday.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. The
house and everything.
Ooh, you got a place to live instead of a trailer, CTV? I thought you were locking down the trailer gang. All right. Power to you.
I'm moving the whole house.
Yeah, okay.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Damn, that's awesome.
Hey, Jace.
So I bring that up because obviously we're going to be like pretty much neighbors.
Bro, whenever you want to come down here, you're more than welcome. It ain't going to happen like before, like this lack of trust. I'm telling you, I've changed the whole... I mean, dude, I even want to take you hunting with me, man. I don't know if you looked on my Instagram. I caught me some... I killed me two boars yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, bro. I got them with a muzzle loader, my friend, with a muzzle... The guy was fucking taking pictures of me. The tour guide, he goes, dude, this is the first time I've ever seen anybody shoot and kill two boars with a muzzle loader. I go, dude, it's a 50 cal. I go, I mean, what do you expect? I mean, it's just like any other gun. I mean, if you look at them, I mean, there's airsoft guns now that are capable of taking down a deer.
Okay, so what did I tell you, Jace, though? I told you you weren't going to get a gator.
Well, I didn't want to do the gator. The gator, the process of it is fucking stupid. Hunting a gator is a stupidish. I thought it was going to be something interesting. It's far from it. You fish it in. If it's at legal size, then you either shoot it in the head. I mean, it's not, I'm not going to, I don't kill animals to just kill them. Like, I kill the animal.
You don't go mucking through the swamps looking for a gator?
No, no. Yeah, you do. But the way it's handled, I mean, look, I do it for food. Like, the boars, I donated food to several different people. I gave food to people. I even thanked the animal after I killed them. Like, I told him, thank you or whatever. And then the guy asked me why I did that. And I go, he goes, is it like your hunting thing? And I go, no, it's actually my religious point of view. The animal gave us food. I mean, it's the least I can fucking do, you know? So, I mean, whatever, but...
Let me take my AR down there and I'll go hunting with you.
They allow you to shoot the AR, but I mean, again, I shot him once. He went down instantly. I shot him right above the... Right above his elbow, which is where the heart's located. Both shots were accurate shots. Both shots. I got them both on the one shot. I only used two shots.
Were you in a blind?
What?
Were you in a blind?
We were actually in a dune buggy, just fucking hard. And one of those trucks, one of those ATVs, but like the hunting ATVs, it was pretty fucking hard, let me tell you.
How far away was your shot?
One shot was, the guy said it was about 150 meters. And then he said...
With a scope?
With a scope. No, I had a scope.
With a scope, okay.
I had a scope on it. And the other shot was under 100 meters. I shot a female and a male.
That's a good shot, man. That's almost 500 feet.
I mean, is it?
Yeah.
Jake, real quick. You say you're going to be up in Wisconsin sometime this year. When is that?
I believe it's going to be when hunting season opens in Wisconsin. I'm going with some neighbors. I mean, I literally bought a truck just for fucking hunting now. I bought a Chevy Avalanche.
Stop in Indiana. Stop in Indiana on your way up.
I live in Iowa, dude. And I live in Iowa, tri-states area. I'm easy to find.
I'd love to
break bread with you in my, in my home.
Absolutely. I will definitely visit you. I have no issues with that. I mean, I don't know how the law is anywhere else. I know you guys have to keep in mind I'm a convicted felon. So I can
Felons can have muzzle loaders in Indiana.
Okay, yeah, because muzzle loaders are a primitive weapon. So that's why I'm shooting with that shit.
Too, so.
That's why I'm shooting that shit. If I could shoot a real rifle, I mean, fuck, it would have been a lot funner, I'll tell you that. But I mean, the muzzle loader is an interesting weapon. I think that I have two of them, actually, because I had to buy one with a scope because the guy told me there's no way you're going to kill a boar without a scope on it. So I had bought two. I had bought one, and then I went to Bass Pro Shops, bought another one with a scope on it.
What's the first one you bought?
A night rifle. A night muzzle loader. And then the one I bought at Bass Pro Shops was a Tradition. I mean,
outstanding. So to kind of bring it back around to the point, because I'm the one who totally distracted you there. So we're going to be in Winter Haven. Just wanted to let you know that while I saw you were on. And the Democrats, man, there's clearly just their plans, like kind of the things that we've thought that they were going to be about for the last, few years, or hell, even decades, depending on how long you've been looking at this thing. It seems to kind of be coming to fruition. There's all these gates around the Capitol. They're blocking off access. They still have the National Guard there. They're still using the riots and the protests as justification for their now seemingly what's supposed to be a quote-unquote good push for law and order, right? And then also their, legislation or the way that in which they want to tackle the problem is just kind of all coming together. They take the guns, punish protesters and rioters, hold people responsible that walked into the Capitol but didn't commit any violence against another person or vandalism. So it's just all the same shit. And so there's nothing any different here. I don't think that anybody's really surprised by what they're doing, but it's just like at this point, what can we the people do to get them to, say, quote unquote, listen to us? And it's about the only thing that we can do is just to keep, appealing to our state governments to try to
not put up with that kind of shit. So, okay, it looks like Jace has walked away.
I hate to tell you, CTV, but I think Jace just dipped. He got a phone call mid talk. So
yeah, I've seen that. I was trying to help him get it back around on topic, but you know.
No, I'm back. I'm back. I just went to pick up a beer.
He went and grabbed a beer.
Hold on. He's here. So Jace, it's like, so the Democrats, they're doing the same shit that they've been doing, right? We saw you, Steph, while you came back. So they're doing the same shit that they've been doing, man. And the only thing that we're going to be able to do is just make sure that we're appealing to our state governments and that the state governments understand the way that we feel, you know, we the people feel about what's going on here. And, you know, attempting to say maybe push back against the federal government. That's where we're at.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, I was pretty shocked.
Unmute yourself in Discord.
Someone tell Chase to unmute this.
I was really, really, really shocked. I was really shocked when I went to Bass Pro Shops. I couldn't find primers. I couldn't find anything. And I had to go to a gun dealer that luckily I had a friend that was, and I mean, we're talking about something that's like not even used often. And their shelves were completely empty. No guns, no shotguns, nothing. No ammunition. Bass Pro Shops was a ghost town. And that is a Bass Pro Shops in a very red area, which only led me to believe that there's something going on here. Either they're trying to disarm, I don't know. And the hunter that I was with, he brought up a good point about the whole gun issue situation that they're attacking. We're supposed to be, everybody keeps saying, oh, why do you need an AR-15? Why do you need this? We need those guns because the government has those guns. How in the fuck are you going to, if we're supposed to fight against tyranny, and that's the reason the Second Amendment was created, how in the fuck are we going to fight back if we don't have the same type of guns that they do?
Here's the way I've heard it said is, so Biden is talking about using weapons of war to come and take my, you can't see me right now, but I'm using quotation marks, my weapons of war, which I'm pretty sure that's considered a war action, which would make the government a tyrannical government, which ironically enough is why the Second Amendment exists, is for us to be able to fight back against a tyrannical government.
Well, the Second Amendment exists for you to be able to fight back against three things, right? Not just one, right? Three things. Right. First being nature, right? A bear. Two being other human beings for self-defense, right?
Right.
And three is the tyrannical government. All serve the same purpose and require the same weapons.
Right. Know? Exactly. So,
it's also.
I was at a family event yesterday, and my family's like, "What are you gonna do if Biden comes and tries to take your guns?" I'm like, "He can try."
Yeah. So that said, I've actually got to get to pressure washing the house. So I'm gonna be up on the roof and everything. But I just wanted to jump in here, Jace, let you know I'm gonna be down in Winter Haven, and yeah.
All right, CTV, take it safe. Don't fall off because you smoke too much before you hop on the roof. Okay.
Let me put it to you like this.
I'm so happy you're going to be in town. That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're definitely going to have opportunities to be able to work together on some stuff, especially considering we're going to be as close as we are. So.
Yeah, and hunting. I'm really into I'm telling you, I'm obsessed with this shit.
Well, good. Then we'll just have to stream some hunting, man. I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, the problem is I don't think you can show the dead body.
So you can't show the kill. You can have like a camera facing at you. You can show everything. You can show you stalking the animal. You can show you shooting, but you can't show the kill and you can't show the corpse.
Mm.
Well, I showed the corpse on Instagram.
Basically, I just need to make sure I bring another camera and go, all right, you know, Twitch stream kids, y'all got to go into my pocket now. It's time for me to get out the big boy camera. So.
Right.
Okay, guys, so this was just when we were just starting off, and the debate was fine. There was conservatives. But then it got really intense. This is where you see where people's true colors come in. We got into arguments. We fought. This was just the soft portion of it. We were talking about gun rights. We were talking about, you know, just regular things. Just talk, you know. But then things escalate real quick. All right, communist. So what's your take on this whole thing, on what's happening in Minneapolis? Should people not wait to see what happens? Wouldn't that, isn't that the logical thing for a person to do?
Yeah, so my initial take was like last night when it popped up onto the internet, and like I saw like, oh, he got pulled over for a, like, you know, the quote was he was pulled over for having a air freshener hanging from his mirror. I was like, all right, that could very well be true. Like, this is my initial response. That could very well be true, but that sounds a little bit unlikely. I should probably wait a little bit until we get all as much information as possible before I like declaratively say that's what happened.
Like that, so that lieutenant that got pulled over didn't have a license plate on his vehicle. His windows were tinted to crap, so the cops couldn't see what was happening. That's why they were asking him to get out of the vehicle.
Right, he had tint plates, by the way. He had like
in the front, in the front, in the front windshield. It wasn't in the back. Even if it was in the back, you wouldn't be able to see it through the tint.
Right. So, yeah. So I would say generally, I think, yeah, it's totally reasonable to take like a fucking beat, breathe a second, wait, let things develop before you jump on it. But what I will say is I don't know how I would react if I lived in Minneapolis right now, because this is like the third time as in the time that the George Floyd stuff has been going on. This is the third time that in Minneapolis someone has been killed by police. So like it's a fucking powder keg there, you know, excuse my language, but like it is, people are ready to have to like to get angry and respond there. So yeah, generally always good to take your moment, take a breath, make sure you can understand what's going on the ground before you like jump to conclusions. But also like, I don't know, man, if I was a cop in Minneapolis, I'd be fucking like walking on eggshells 10 times more than they are.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, look, the guy from what I'm seeing right now, the guy resisted arrest, ran from the cops, had a warrant, was affiliated with a gang or wasn't a gang. These are the only facts we have right now. Of course, the family's going to make him out to look like a saint. My family, right. when I was convicted, you know, they all had these speeches or whatever when I was going to be presented in front of the judge. Then I told the judge, you know what? I'm not going to ridicule my family over this stupid shit. Just go ahead and sentence me. I'm not going to put my family through this for you not to change your mind anyways. You're going to sentence me to whatever the fuck. And they all had these speeches of how great I am of a person. But the reality is that doesn't change the fact that you committed a crime. And sometimes there's consequences to some of the crimes you do. I'm a Hispanic, man. I have never, ever resisted arrest in my entire life. I've been arrested several times for stupid shit, even fighting in a club, whatever the case may be. I've been arrested so many times. I've never once resisted because I know better. Because I know I'm going to get my ass kicked or tased or something like that. I'm not going to get shot because I don't have a gun on me. But I knew it was not going to be a good situation. So therefore, I avoid all these fucking things for dear life. That's why I don't. And I mean, it's common sense. If you know the hostility level right now, how it is in Minneapolis specifically, especially when you're an African-American and what's happening with cops and what's happening with all that, you kind of want to be a little bit more self-aware and maybe follow the law. Like if they tell you get out of the car, just follow the law and don't put the officer at risk or yourself.
You know, I made the comment real quick. I made the comment that, hey, the cops should be walking on eggshells, but you're kind of right that like everybody in Minneapolis should be walking on eggshells when it comes to police interactions. Right.
They are.
Because yeah. Right. So like everybody's on a high stress level. Everyone's on the hair trigger. So like you have to treat it like that. You have to treat it like, you know, this could go bad very easily. So it's a fair point on both sides of that interaction that like, you know, hey, it sucks, but be even more compliant than you usually would when it comes to a cop. And on the cop side, hey, it sucks, but be even more declarative, like make like 10 statements saying do this, do that. You know, it sucks.
You know, I
but, had people, but people I need to listen to cops. People need to listen to cops. I'm like that black lieutenant who decided to say, no, I'm not getting out. You know what I mean?
I mean, again, it also depends on your local laws. In some states, I was saying, in some states,
what he did wrong. He was, he didn't stop right away in a dark area. He didn't want to. He didn't feel safe.
So yeah, you're allowed. I don't know about his cops.
So yeah, real quick. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. Like, I'm not sure his state laws, but you're allowed to go to some place lit up.
So you know, he didn't do anything wrong. Is he going to win his lawsuit? You bet your ass he's going to.
Yeah, and so to answer your point, though, Zach, like, hey, you know, hey, should he, like, listen and not get out? if in your state the cop has the right to make you get out of the vehicle, which is like most states, not all of them, but most, then I'm with you. Like, it sucks, but hey, you're about to be detained. Deal with it. Like,
hey man,
like Jay said, don't resist the situation because it will only end up causing more negative problems.
It'll escalate. It'll escalate the situation. I don't understand how difficult it is for people to follow instructions. Listen, I've never, I have been, because when I was on probation, right, because I was on, believe it or not, I was on two probations at one time, which is fucking ridiculous, but I was under state and federal probation at the same time. And I remember getting pulled over by a police officer, and the police officer literally told me, get out of the car. And I go, can I ask why? And he goes, you've been flagged. He goes, like, it's showing all sorts of red lights when your name pops up. And I go, okie dokie. And I go, do I have to do anything particular when I'm getting out? He goes, just keep your hands where I can see them and all that stuff. I got out of the car. He handcuffed me, put me there like a little fucking kid right by my fucking car. I felt like an idiot. And nothing. He then released me. But apparently when you're on probation, they have like a system that shows them that you're on probation. So you're automatically, I guess, considered dangerous. And then he asked me, he wanted to check my car. And I asked him, by any chance, do you have a warrant for that? And he goes, no, I don't. But usually, and I go, I got nothing to hide. I'm going to let you do it. I go, but I know my rights. I know you can't just go and, but I'm not going to have you impound my fucking car and go through all this shit and not find anything. Man. So I go, you know what? Just go ahead and check my car. There's nothing in there.
Again, so the biggest problem that you run into there is that what happened to you is why some people don't want to get out of the car, right? Because you were stopped because that cop ran your plates when he was behind you, which in of itself could be an unreasonable search and seizure. Unless you did a traffic violation for him to run your plates and pull you over. If he was just doing it because he ran your plates and that's it, that's not cool. And he shouldn't search your car either. But you also did the right thing. If you know for a fact, and it sucks, if you know for a fact you have nothing to hide in your vehicle, get out, let them search it, make them have a shitty day for it, okay? At the end of it, you can be like, see, stupid cop, and then leave, if that's your opinion. But generally, you just kind of have to be as careful as possible, because even the most careful people can get shot. We've had debates about that on this channel before. But if you are more careful, you're less likely to have a negative interaction with
people. Because I drove big rigs for 13 years over the road. And I always took the attitude when I dealt with law enforcement. And I dealt with state and federal DOT regulations. That they have the badge. They have the gun. They're right. Take your ticket. Fight it in court.
Right. And guess what? Hey, if you do take your ticket to court, you're likely to win, because something like about a third to half the time the cop won't show up and the judge will just let you off.
Yep. And you know, when they're trying to tell you, because I had a cop try to tell me in California when I was driving a truck that did not go over 60 miles an hour on flat ground, that I was doing 74 going up a hill, up a mountainside.
Are you serious?
Like, come on, man.
I'm serious. And he wrote the ticket, everything like that. He handed me the ticket book to sign it. I said, now, do you really want me to sign this? He's like, what do you mean? I said, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to sign this ticket. I'm going to send it into the company. They know that this truck is governed at 60 miles an hour. They're going to bring me and my truck to the main headquarters in Phoenix. They're going to dyno test it. Certify it that what it's governed at. I'm going to have that. And you're trying to tell me I'm going 12 miles an hour faster, going uphill, carrying 38,000 pounds of product on the back. There ain't no way.
On the east side of Indianapolis, the outside that church is a heavily, heavily, heavily.
This is where stuff gets lived real by heated.
The citizens of that portion is heavily marginalized for people of color. So you are making assumptions saying, I don't have to teach these things. I don't have to talk to these people. I don't have to. I don't have to. I don't have to. Stop making assumptions and start asking questions for once in your life.
As a quick side note, when it comes to, say, like, you know, having him server muted, hey, it's based on, even if you're fucking like mad, and I feel you, right? Like, if you're mad, don't yell, because it's going to make Zach, no offense, Zach, it's going to make him slightly snowflakey and more willing to throw down a mute button.
I'll be right back.
Be anyone who's
talking. No!
What do you want to say, Clock Eye?
The fuck?
I don't know. He's just like using anecdotes.
You're doing it on purpose to make me mad.
Okay, I'm not doing anything on purpose.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. So listen, listen up. So here's the thing. You are making assumptions about my life. True?
No.
Yes.
No.
Play the VOD back. You just said I don't have to. I don't have to tender to my congregation.
You don't have to. I'm sorry, man. You continuously keep trying to agitate me. You know what I mean? Being rude and, you know what I mean, ignorant towards, you know what I mean, my stance, my profile, and my interests. You know what I mean? Yet and still, you're not letting me finish a damn sentence unless you get a word in edgewise.
No, all
don't you see
is,
that
so
privilege?
You're making false assumptions. I'm not going to sit here and let you do that.
That's not your privilege.
You are making.
I ain't saying your white privilege.
You assume that I don't have to do that. You did make that assumption. You assume that I don't have to do that, and with that, that's why I don't like debating with you, Space Don, because you assume everything about everyone else.
You know what?
But when someone assumes something about you, you go off on this tangent of everyone's racist, etc., and so on. You're racist. Listen, you assume just as much about me as anyone else has assumed about you.
Thank you, darling.
I say that's untrue.
So, Zachary.
I say you're trying to develop a fallacy about, you know what I mean, my person that is undue and unwarranted and unappreciated. And again, if you want to settle this shit, you know what I mean, pastor or no, we can handle it. You know what I mean, debate-wise or anything else. You know what I mean? If you're feeling
what
that
you,
way,
what
about
are you
it?
Talking about? Come on, Space Darn. You're gonna go into like we can handle this stuff.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Yeah, it's pretty lame. But like, okay, Zach, do you actually have to? Are you gonna be teaching your kids that like people are gonna be racist against them because of the color of the skin, and they should be like more careful because they're white? They're pulled over by the police, they have to like put their hands on their wheel and they have to be like courteous with the police.
Listen,
otherwise they're gonna get shot.
I'm definitely not gonna teach my kids.
So, Clock Guy, what you're
definitely
is,
hold on, Zach.
I just explained that I'm a pastor in a congregation that the surrounding area is heavily black, right? So that means my congregation is heavily black.
You know what I am gonna teach? Hold on, Zach.
That's your choice,
Zach.
That's
Zach.
Something you choose to do, Zach.
You know what I am going to teach my kids?
That's what God called you to do, man.
You want me to tell
you
what I am?
That's not nobody else's fault, but yours.
Hold on, fanatic. Hold on, hold on. Guys, guys, hold on, hold on. Hold on, Zach.
With that job position, does it come with the area of having to teach?
Okay, I got to mute him because he's not letting me fucking talk. Space Don. That being said, you know what I am going to teach my kids? I'm sorry, Zach, that I muted you. I mean, I had to because I can't get my fucking word in. What I am going to teach my kids is to respect law enforcement, to respect police officers. If they tell you to get out of the car, you get the fuck out of the car. You're not talking
to... You're assuming that we don't.
No, I'm going based on what I've seen. For example, the shooting that just happened in Minneapolis, for example, that man fled from the cops, correct? And he had a warrant for his arrest. Am I correct?
I have not. Again, I haven't seen the other.
I'm just saying because I'm Hispanic, so you can't hit me with the race card. You can't hit me with the race card. I'm a minority.
Like hell, I can't.
Oh, like hell, you can't. Like hell, you can't. You can't dispute shit. I'm a minority in this country. That's it. I'm a minority. My stepdad's black, so my family from my dad's side is all dark skinned. You cannot take that away from me, I promise. And let me tell you something. I served time in prison. Never once have I resisted arrest. And I've been arrested several fucking times. And never once have I resisted arrest. It's on the person that decides to resist arrest.
You can't put that on everybody else.
I will put it on the people that are getting killed because they are resisting arrest.
Wait. So we're talking about the
reconstruction. You were literally
what's that? What's that? Hold on. Let him speak.
Later, as a leader for everything that's gone on in this panel so far, because it's been a minute for Marks. We started off talking about the new shooting in Minneapolis, connected it to the lieutenant out in Virginia and other random police interactions. And more recently, we just got to like, hey, can you talk about like, you know, Zach asked, hey, can you give us some specific instances of things that are actually systemically racist, things that are actually going to negatively impact a minority community? And now we're on a current blow up about whether or not Zach's being in a black neighborhood as a pastor matters or not.
No.
Okay,
so,
listen. Systemic. I'm gonna call it for what it is.
Let me explain what's happening.
Systemic racism is bullshit.
Space Dot, are you fucking serious right now?
What?
Please,
What?
Let me explain what's happening. I'm not afraid to server mute people.
He's not talking over you. I don't know if you.
You people.
I'm not afraid to server mute people. Yes, I'm not afraid to server mute people.
Mute people.
Here is what
notice
I'm saying.
How he says you people.
I am saying that Space Don assumed that I don't have to help the black community cope with this kind of stuff and learn how to do this kind of stuff and all this kind of stuff. And so what I'm saying is I work for a church that is in a heavily black community. Okay? And so that was an assumption made about me. Regardless of what anyone else says, that was an assumption that was made about me.
Oh wow.
I tried to correct the situation by explaining myself. And Space Don wouldn't let me, just like he tried to not let me now. Fortunately, I have the powers of server mute. So, you're unmuted, Space Don.
Wow. Well, okay. So,
you're cutting out again, Space Don. Sorry, bud. Hello.
No, there. Y'all can go ahead.
No, you're just cutting out, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah, as a quick note for you, Space Don, since it wasn't before, I think Clock might be right. You might have voice detection on something weird because it's only picking up when you're like a little loud.
Okay. I'm gonna try to keep my voice to a nominal tone so that we can keep this together. But you know, I mean, flat. The Vatican stole their religion from a bunch of black people.
No, they didn't.
I mean, flat, and made billions of dollars off of it.
No, they didn't.
No, trillions.
Oh my
Stop
God!
Lying. Stop lying.
Black people and to
stop lying,
right?
Other stop Asian lying. Countries.
Stop lying.
Donated them. You know what I mean? And there's a famous young.
Dude, I don't know. You're a left. Japan. Are you a left wing version of QAnon? I mean, that's what it sounds like.
What? This is all true. This is
no,
all
no. This is not true. This is not true.
It is.
Well, so when he says the Vatican stole it from black people, he says like it was a Middle Eastern religion.
Okay, if he's talking about Middle Eastern people, yes.
I say Middle Eastern, more like yeah.
If Middle you're talking Eastern, about Middle Eastern,
our current demographics.
So stop. I wouldn't necessarily say that's true either, because Jesus was tried by Rome. Rome was a very central character in the Bible, right? So Christianity
in our Bible.
Christianity is in our Bible.
What about the oral history?
You're talking about the Jews, and Jewish is a different religion. Currently the highest place you can get to be a Jew, and I disagree with the Catholic Church. I disagree with the Catholic Church in a lot of things. I'm not Catholic. But the Vatican didn't steal anything from the Jews. The Vatican is part of the people that separated from the Jews. And Rome played a actually big character in after Jesus's resurrection, with Paul being tried by Rome as well. Paul talking to Roman guards. And guess where Rome was? Rome was in Italy. Okay, so now we're talking about European. So, right. If we're going to talk...
Zach, come on. the majority of the Christian faith is based around the Middle East. Come on.
The Old Testament, yes. The New Testament, it's not based as much on the Middle East as you might think.
It still is, yeah.
Not really. Go back and look...
Jesus, Jewish?
Is the persecution of Jesus the only thing that you think matters?
No, go back and look at the cities that Paul wrote to in his churches. Go back and look at those cities and point them out on a map.
Well, so this was specifically after Jesus died, right? This is like the very, very end of the Christian religion.
This is the very, very beginning of the Christian religion.
Well,
when Christians separated from the Jews.
It started with Jesus, right? Jesus was Jewish. He was a Jewish dude.
Okay.
Okay.
How was that stealing from black people?
He wasn't a fan of the Jews. Look at the way he talked to the Pharisees.
Was Jesus Italian?
No, I'm not saying Jesus was Italian. Jesus was definitely Middle Eastern. But what I'm saying is, moving forward past that, is that it was his religion, right?
It's his book.
Man, I'm a view. No race owns religion. Both of y'all being fucking cringe right now.
No, all I'm trying to state is that Christianity had a large part of starting in Europe.
The current conception of Christianity,
Gentiles,
sure.
Yes.
But the origins of Christianity were based around Middle East. It doesn't fucking matter. No race owns religion.
They're based off the Jewish religion, and then it's separated into Christianity. Correct.
I'm more with Thought Guy here, all right? The argument from one side is going to be, hey, the Catholic Church doesn't start until around 380 AD after the Roman Emperor makes it the state religion. For that almost 400 years, it's not, you know, it's not Christianity yet. It's not part of the Europe. No, it's all very stupid. We're 2,000 years removed from this shit. Right. As Clock Guy put it, no race owns a religion, okay? Right. You can be a black Israelite or you can be a black Muslim. You can be
but a black dude started it.
You can be a white Muslim.
Black dude started it. Just like people like way back in the day started other religions.
It's
not common knowledge because of what people try to normalize. It's, you know what I mean?
I mean,
I want Mr. Fanatic to talk because this is going to go to a point that I am making on my podcast.
I was going back to the New Testament, who Paul wrote to.
Jesus Christ, will you guys please, for the love of God, just let Mr. Fanatic talk. This is going to go to a point that I will be making in tonight's podcast. So this is going to be interesting. I want to hear his rhetoric. That's what I want to hear.
Okay, cringe.
Mr. Fanatic, go. The floor is yours. The floor is yours. Everything was robbed from the black community. Everything. The triangle trade never happened. Slavery didn't start, you know, amongst the black community. None of that ever took place.
Everybody had slavery then.
Let me tell you, Jace, Daddy Marx is not fanatic, by the way.
They might both be like black debate bros, right? But nah.
Well, even still, I haven't been saying anything.
I think Jace was talking about Space Don. That's...
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. I'm talking about Space Don. I'm confused. Okay, hold on. Space Don is who I'm talking about. So tell me, what else did the white man?
Stop buying from Mark Chase.
What else did the white man take from the black community? Tell me. I'm just curious. What else? What else did the white man?
Hip hop.
Hip hop. It's not our fault that Eminem's the best rapper alive.
Okay, blacksmithing.
Blacksmithing.
Yep.
Is that a meme?
Black sniffing. The only guy I know that does black sniffing is Joe Biden.
I'm not even done yet. Okay. Cotton gin, peanut butter.
Don't do this.
No, do it more. Please do it more.
Oh my God, man. Come
clock,
on.
I let him.
Black supremacist or something?
Do it more. No, I've just learned a lot from black supremacists.
Clock. Let him. Guys, will you please let him speak? Let him speak.
I'm not a black supremacist.
Guys, will you just let Space Don talk, please? Communists, just let him.
Blacksmithing.
Well, is it because it was fucking like ancient civilizations from like the fucking North Africa or like the fucking South Middle East?
No. Here's the thing. We didn't get blacksmithing first. The Chinese did.
Okay, listen. I understand that this whole room is left, but give Space Don. Go ahead. What else did the white man take from you?
Oh, please. Please.
I'll tell you what the white man did do for you.
Drug trafficking.
They abolished slavery because that was done by white men. Believe it or not, they abolished slavery in the United States.
The white man stole drug trafficking.
Dude, are you fucking trolling, Space?
No, it's actually the other way around.
I'm factually accurate in everything I'm saying.
What the fuck do you mean drug trafficking?
For that one specifically, for the idea of illicit trafficking.
What do you think the Silk Road was built for?
No, real quick.
It wasn't built by black people, dude.
Listen, all you gotta do is read. Guys, you guys are not being like respectful. Seriously, just wait for one second.
Don't even go through Africa. Wait, what?
All you guys gotta do is
maybe North Africa.
If we want to talk about illicit drug trades, real quick, this needs to be put out.
Rick Ross.
It is done by a poor class mafia. It was done by the Irish or the Italians, and then eventually now it's the black community that does the drug trade. So
I swear to God, you're fucking trolling, man. Like
came the other way around.
I'll tell you what, factually accurate. You know what I mean? Before, like we were enslaved, like we had it all.
You want me to tell you what I do acknowledge the black community has done?
The power in Africa.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, sure.
You, right. Listen, you want me to tell you what the African community has done for... Guys, let me talk for the love... You know what the African community has done for everyone? And I admire this, and these are the type of things that I love about the African community. They've been innovators, but nobody ever talks about that. They created the AC. The AC unit was developed by a black man. So was the refrigerator.
Yep.
Every household item that everybody looks at, every single day we use it. It's essential.
I also said the cotton gin too. So.
I mean, a lot of accomplishments. But you know what the problem is? We're all Americans. It doesn't fucking matter what color you are. It's an accomplishment. You it doesn't matter. We've gone beyond that. America has evolved. Well, bro. If you haven't realized, hold on, clock guy, please.
Jace, you're cutting out a bit.
Okay,
please. A lot, actually.
Okay, just, hold on. Let me. So what you haven't realized is as we've evolved, as the civil rights movement happened, Americans have evolved. What's that?
Yes, we as a people, America.
Yeah, America has evolved. America has evolved. That's why you see.
I thought we were segregated. My bad.
Oh, no. We're not segregated. That's bullshit. And let me tell you another thing that you guys don't like for people to say, but I'll fucking say it. Black people are as equally fucking racist as white people. And I'll fucking say that shit to your fucking face. Because I used to sell real estate properties in the projects. And every time they saw me until I spoke Spanish, they would fucking kick my car. So don't tell me that you guys are any fucking different. Black and whites are equally the same.
Like, your car were racist? Exerting power. What do you mean? Like
they everybody.
Racism works. Come on.
Racism is born.
I'm saying, like, do you mean like black people have the same capacity for racism or like what's actually racism that's perpetuated in society? That's what I'm trying to get.
Racism exists everywhere.
It's not a wait. It has nothing to do with the definition. We all agree on the definition. I'm asking Republican Nation, do you think that black people have the same capacity of racism, or do you think that they're perpetuating it at the same rate?
I think they have the same capacity. Absolutely.
Okay, then I agree. Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Absolutely. I mean, look, the bottom line is racism, I've always looked at racism like something that's taught in a household. Very simple. You got racist parents, you're going to be racist. Very simple. If they're teaching you that blacks are bad or Hispanics are bad or they're using words that depict black people in a bad way, they're fucking teaching you to be racist. And it's something that's molded into your brain as you're a child. Fortunate for me, I didn't have that issue.
Who funded that narrative, though?
Huh?
Who funded the narrative to say, like, oh, you know what I mean, to discriminate against black people, Jace?
What, in what sense? Because, I mean, you have to understand something. We've evolved in such a short period of time. The civil rights movement was like yesterday. It was not that long ago.
Who profited off of the funding, you know what I mean, of the discrimination against black people, bro?
Like, who's profited overall?
Overall,
well, I would say Africa, because Africa was making money during the slave trade. And then I would also say the whites in America
Africa
as well.
Was also owned by a lot of, you know what I mean, European countries. So
we're just ignoring colonialism then, or what? Like,
right.
I mean, listen, the reality is, let's not play stupid here. In Egypt, there was fucking slavery. Slavery has existed since the beginning of time. It wasn't something that was just created in the United States.
It was totally different.
It was totally different. Yeah, I know. You're right. They were just building pyramids and being squashed into little pieces when rocks would fall on top of them. You're right. It was different. It was a lot worse. You're right.
You say that, but you didn't have to go through it. Neither did I.
Yeah, right, you didn't have to go through it, exactly.
Atlantic slave trade.
You want me to tell you something, though? My grandfather did go through it as a white man.
I feel like this note but I guess just because somebody wants me to have that experience.
Okay. My grandfather, Mike, I bet you.
I want to say this just so you can hear it, okay? Back in the olden day, like before we had the Atlantic slave trade and stuff dealing with America, slaves did have chattel slavery where you could be born into a slave line. It was not uncommon for a person who was a serf back in the Dark Ages to give birth to another serf and these people be only slaves for the king. This is a thing that has existed. Yes, it's worse whenever we do based on race class, but just so you know, in the future, when it comes to slavery, we've had all forms of it in all different parts of the world.
All different countries.
Spaced on, like, what's your point in all this? Like, what are you trying to say?
Well, I'm trying to say that the way in the reasons that we accreditate certain things to certain people, the reason we have certain stereotypes comes from, you know what I mean, the wants and the needs of those aristocratic powers for whom asserted dominance over Africans, you know what I mean, to being, you know what I mean, of God. or, you know what I mean, of their generation or of their will. You know what I mean? Flat, it's happened. And it's still happening today. It's the reason why there is so much confusion about, you know what I mean, what is and is not the individual regard of Black people or white people. You know what I mean? Because we're totally disassociating from each other due to our races.
So are you saying, just to like kind of summarize what you're saying, are you saying that like the basic stereotypes among races is largely contributed, at least in modern areas, largely contributed to the fact of like the colonial area times and like the European like colonialization of many African and like Arab nations, and that's participating in like is a reason why stereotypes of certain races still participate to this day?
Yeah, because they're still being perpetuated today, through the mediums.
So, with that, Daddy Marks, I do have a question for you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Are you aware that Italians and Irish weren't considered white till 1960s, 70s?
Yeah. Due to colonial areas, and colonial doesn't just mean like Arab nations. This could also be contributed like European infighting, which has been going on for centuries. The definition of white has vastly changed throughout the centuries. You know, mainly a lot of the definitions of races that were used today was largely contributed to like aristocracies trying to create divisions amongst like colonial nations to try to like keep them infighting.
So I'm glad you
Marks,
understand that.
I have a massive respect for you, my friend.
Over, like when my grandma and grandpa came over to America, that they weren't treated like we were white. We were treated less than when Italians came over as a refugee during World War II.
Sure,
but in their lifetime they became white. So
in your lifetime, well, unfortunately you can't change your skin color. I mean, that's just fucking science. I mean, I don't understand what the fuck does it have to do with anything. I look at a black individual.
You can say whatever you like.
Listen,
I'm Native American or black. You know,
I look at a black person.
I choose to be black.
I look at a black person. You know what I see? Another human being. That's it.
You say that, but I don't think you believe that.
Chase. Yes, I do. Listen, you don't know shit about me. You don't know anything about me, so don't act like listen, let me tell you something. My cellmate, who I got in fist fights with to we had each other's back, was Trick Daddy's brother. You're not going to play that little race fucking card on me. You definitely can't play that shit with me because I spent my entire prison sentence.
Who said I was playing a race card?
You're saying that.
You're playing a class card? You're assuming, bro. I'm not assuming.
I'm going by what your words are.
So I can get like clarity, Republican Nation, what has Space Down said? Because I wasn't here for a while. What has he said that you disagree with or that you have contention with?
I don't believe systemic racism exists. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I lived
so
the
people
prison
aren't racist
system.
Against you due to the color of your skin.
People are racist. You want me to tell you? I look white. So it's very different.
My God.
But the second.
I'm going on break. I'll see y'all in a minute.
Okay, go on break then. But the second they hear me speak, they know I'm not white. And I have been treated with racism when I used to play baseball and I used to go up north to play in tournaments and in fairly white areas. They used to yell at us and call us spicks. You think I took it personal? I didn't give a fuck. The anger's on them. I don't care.
Systemic racism doesn't exist, but you just provided an example of systemic racism.
That's not systemic racism. I provided an example of a group of individuals that were racist in a particular town. Systemic racism. The system is not designed to put black people behind bars. The system is designed to put criminals behind bars. Does the system make mistakes? Abso-fucking-lutely, all the time. But it is not designed to put black people behind bars. It is designed to put criminals behind bars. Bottom line.
It's not what happened at the start of the war on drugs, man.
Who was the one selling the fucking drugs? Who were the ones selling the drugs?
Yeah, like, so why? Like,
plenty of Cubans went to federal fucking prison.
Not Obama.
A lot of Cubans went to prison. Look up Willy Facón and how many people went to prison. How many Colombians went to prison during the drug war? It's all focused on gun crimes and how many people die with guns, but they forget that part of that statistic involves suicides and people that kill themselves by accident. Yeah, that doesn't matter. And people don't realize that the majority of killings that happen in the United States is with a fucking pistol, not an AR. All these little facts that the left likes to create, all these little numbers and the way that you guys like to divide, you guys should take words of wisdom from fucking Charles Barkley. He said it fucking perfect the other day in his fucking comment. Perfect. The system is designed, you know what? To divide each one of us. Based on our skin color, based on everything. Politicians divide us. That's what they're doing. And it's working, and they're doing a phenomenal job at it.
Wait, do you think that, like, data is just, like, manufactured out of thin air?
No. Data's not manufactured. They just add shit to it to make it look worse. That's all I'm saying. Because they add, for example, in the killings with guns, they add suicides. They also add people that have shot themselves by accident. To make it look like it's evil to have guns and yada yada. Come on, man. I mean, please.
Okay. Republican Nation, just so I can. When people say systemic racism, what does that mean to you? What is the definition here?
It means that the police departments, the prison system, the government is set up against black people, black individuals.
Okay, so.
And I do not believe that.
Is that a system of usually. Is that at least pertain to America, that America still has underlying symptoms and systems from previous racism and institutional racism that still persist to this day, not only against black people, but particularly minorities. And that system is still used as a hinge of causing divide within races and potentially causing tensions and poverty among certain minority groups.
Well, I mean, again, I'll take you back to numbers, which is, I guess, the only thing I can talk. 13% of the population is black, correct? About 13%.
You're pulling out 1350 right now, really?
Huh?
You're pulling out 1350 right now?
He just said 13, so maybe he's
going to. I know where he's going with it.
Well,
I don't give a fuck what you know. Where I'm going with it, I'm going to go with it. 13% of the population is black, right? Of the U.S. population?
Correct.
Somewhere around 50% of that.
Oh, okay.
Somewhere around 50% of that commit a crime or have been convicted of a crime.
So this isn't
the largest
black
number. This is
because they're in worse socioeconomic.
There it is.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. It's because. Okay. So. Okay. I understand. So nobody has an issue with addressing perhaps Chicago and the issues that are happening in Chicago. It bothers me when I see a small little kid who hasn't started his life get shot because of a drive-by or something. I mean, it just bothers me. I don't know, maybe because his life is lost.
We agree. So that 1350 stat, why do you believe that that exists? Why do you think black people in particular commit so much crime?
I don't know.
Compared to other ethnicities.
What's that?
So he's asking why compared to other groups, i.e. whites or other minorities.
I'm gonna
kind of jump on, kind of try and steel man Jace a little bit. So that exists because of that exists because of they're in worse socioeconomic positions, and they're in worse socioeconomic positions because the United States instituted redlining. And so the United States no longer has redlining, correct? So the United States, a person can move out of the hood and move into a nicer community. I want to finish what I'm saying. Okay.
He was pretty patient.
Go ahead.
Can I go after you?
They instituted redlining. Redlining no longer exists. You can move out of the poor community and into a nicer community. I've done it. So what I am stating is that can happen, right? And so with that, it's not as necessarily as systemically racism. It's now classism. It's not racism. It's classism, to where it's the lower class, because it doesn't matter if you're white. You have just as much probability of getting shot by police in a lower class neighborhood as a black person in a lower class neighborhood. With that being said, I do think that there's stuff we can do. I do think that the police officers should be trained more if you're going to work in a lower class neighborhood, or maybe you need to have an easier assignment as a rookie and not be placed in a lower class neighborhood as a rookie. I also do think there's other things we could implement. We could implement better schooling. But I think one of the huge problems we come up with and that keeps it lower class is when businesses move to the lower class neighborhoods, they often move away because of this rioting, because they're not, the business isn't treated with respect. And
like opportunity zones, right, Zach?
Have more expenses trying to actually maintain their business in a lower class neighborhood than they are to go to a medium class neighborhood where the business is treated with respect, isn't broken into every day. They don't have to worry about much of security. Their expenses go down, and that allows them to be able to actually profit from their business. If this didn't happen in lower class neighborhoods, right, businesses would scour there because there's needs there. Unfortunately, they're not treated with respect when they move.
Yeah. So
hold on. Can I just bring in one little? I just bring in one little comment? That sounds a little bit like what Trump was doing, right? Opportunity zones, like bringing businesses to those areas, right? That was something. Yeah. That was Trump. Yeah. I was just trying to remember because I remember that was something that he was focusing on, trying to bring business into those areas so they can prosper.
No.
But apparently the left was completely against that, right?
To get my two things out real quick.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so two things. One, to Zach Sprout, I'm curious, when do you think the last redlining case was settled in the U.S.?
Last redlining case? Yeah. I'd probably go as north as the 1980s.
It was 2018 under Trump.
2018? Okay. I would be wrong. So wait, what the 2018 under Trump, what was the redlining case?
Because Trump DOJ found the first redlining case, Consumer Financial Services Review, if you want to Google it. Basically, some real estate agencies just kept using the old redline maps and maintaining redlining up until 2018. It was settled out in the favor of the people who were suing.
Okay, but so good. It went away for good underneath law. I think a lot of the companies actually stopped doing that by themselves far before then, which would be my main argument.
Societally, we changed a little bit, then we got it off the. But it's still a problem that we still have to interact with. Why people?
Well, those people will get sued and they'll lose that money, just like what happened to them. There's consequences. They got sued and they lost their money. So, right.
And so the second point
redline,
it just felt like a
political beliefs
are good and okay. There is nothing new about poverty. What's new, however, is that we now have the resources to get rid of. Why should there be hunger and privation in any land, in any city, at any table, when man has the resources and the scientific know-how to provide all mankind with the basic necessities of life? There is no deficit in human resources. The deficit is in human will. The time has come for an all-out world war on poverty. We've been having the debate on whether or not we deal with the low-income neighborhoods, regardless of their color, since the Civil Rights Act as well. This isn't just a race thing. The reason that people bring up systemic racism is because it illustrates a point of systemic classism, which is one of the greater, more willing
Which is my whole point.
So for example,
but people call me racist when I call it classist. I get called racist all the time for saying it's classism, not necessarily racism. And it's just, and I think racism in and of itself has lost its meaning. I've been called racist so much, it doesn't even matter if I'm called racist anymore because I know what I am and I know what I'm not. But it's not lost
your actual
meaning.
Being racist.
I'm sorry.
Regardless,
okay, I want
Daddy Mark so you had something for me. Go ahead, Daddy.
Yeah, so I kind of want to cancel the communism fact. So you brought up classism, and that's a component of systemic racism. Systemic racism, it doesn't have very little to do with like individuals being racist, right? So a lot of the reasons, and you correctly identified that poverty is a major contributor to crime, even like very prospering ethnicities such as Asians. It's a statistic that if Asians grow up in a particularly low-income area, they have more probability of committing crime, right? So the reason we say systemic racism is a thing, right, is because one of the reasons that Black people are in low-income areas historically is due to past racism, particularly during the Civil Rights Movement and segregation. After segregation was uplifted, there was a time of relative growth, but then the drug war happened, and Nixon explicitly said that he did the drug war to stop, I believe, hippies from trying to gain power and to lock up Black and brown people, which is why
I can't remember the exact quote, but this is a paraphrase. It's a perfect storm because it means that we can go for the hippies, the anti-war protesters, and the inner cities.
Yeah, and Black people mainly live in the inner cities. We see that drugs perpetuated through there, which caused a lot. And since we were so hard on crime, a lot of Black fathers ended up leaving the family, getting arrested, causing more potential poverty, just more unhappiness within that communities. And it's still persisting. Hey, okay, systemic racism.
Yep. You're going to tell me. You're going to tell me. You're going to tell me welfare played no part in that. You're going to tell me. 15
more seconds. 15 more seconds. Yeah. So, like I said again, it has nothing. It has little to do with like individuals' racism. And even your example, Republican Nations of Black people being racist to Hispanics, that's a historical thing as well. History plays a role in the future. History makes our future. During World War II, and particularly factory jobs and like union strikes, ethnicities were paired against each other and perceived that if Hispanics were coming into the countries in more mass, that they would eventually take over Black jobs or they would eventually take over white jobs. That is due to a fact of history. There's history there. We have to acknowledge that history plays a role in our future. And systemic racism is
exactly
not in our history.
Right. Right. Very well said. Said.
I just want Daddy Marks to define what he's to say.
Very well said. History does play a role in everything. And what does history show us?
Adjudicate, you know what I mean, the new laws that we have.
Yeah, so systemic racism is the idea that through history, past racism such as slavery, I'm talking particularly in America, past slavery, Jim Crow laws, segregation, the war on drugs, that this is all participating into a system that particularly disenfranchises and hurts particular ethnicities, mainly Black and Brown people, into not having a as likelihood as like succeeding in America so, as other
countries. This
would be like a rhetoric thing, and it may just help us not talk past each other.
Wait, your mic's really quiet.
Devil, hang on, let them finish.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, like, can we not just simply say that's like systemic racial bias, right? There's a very implicit like intent with regards to racism, which would imply that you'd have to prove that there are like some intentional laws put in place to disadvantage Black people.
No, systemic racism is the idea that past systems have been racist. And like, yeah, one of the reasons why Black and Brown people are still just in some ways disadvantaged today is because of past racism.
Okay, so that's not the definition I'm familiar with. But anybody that is kind of caught up in that, it's bullshit. Historical oppression leading to racial bias right now.
Okay.
Just anybody else is curious.
Good job.
I got something for you, Daddy Mark. You forgot one thing in your little timeline that you were talking about.
Sure.
Okay. You went from the civil rights movement to Nixon. You forget one person was in between there. You had Kennedy, and then you had Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Lyndon Baines Johnson
started the war on poverty and created the welfare system. And this is out here. I'm not going to say
it. Do not say it word for word.
I will not say it word for word. I'll clean it up.
Trust how many times me, have Zach, we had this conversation?
You know I'll do that. You know I'll do that, Zach, because I don't want to get you in trouble. But what was said by Lyndon Baines Johnson in meetings with his staff is that if we get the welfare system passed, we'll be able to keep the N-word vote in our back pocket for 200 years.
And they were right. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you're seeing there is what I call Black privilege. See, this is the problem. They continue to live in the past and they continue to victimize themselves, right? In my next show, I'm going to give you guys a little lesson on Booker T. Washington, who was an amazing individual who saw what the Black community needed to do in order to, after slavery was abolished, in order to be able to integrate into society because they were just slaves. Yes, these people keep talking about, the African-American community keeps talking about the past. They keep saying, yes, the past is causing us to be in this situation now. Then explain to me why, as that gentleman told me, that they apparently the white Americans stole rap. Okay, then why are all the rappers, the majority of rappers, Black and they're multimillionaires? Tell me how Kanye West just became a billionaire. He's richer than Jay-Z. Tell me how most of the people playing in sports are African-American, but they're oppressed. This is ridiculous. When you have crowds of people cheering African-American football players, basketball players, rap musicians, everything, but yet they're oppressed. The problem is they're looking for excuses. The left is full of excuses, and the left continues to push this narrative that America is racist and that you should be ashamed of being white. I am Hispanic. I look white. But I will tell to all my white viewers, all my Americans, because I don't look at you as white or Black. I don't give a fuck. I will tell you to be proud of who you are. Do not feel ashamed of your skin color. Do not let them do the same thing that they did to African Americans 250 years ago. They're trying to flip the script, and they're trying to do that now to white America. There is racism in this country. There's a lot of racism in this country, but it's in all forms, skin colors, everywhere. But is America racist as a whole? You're not going to convince me of that. Barack Obama was a perfect example that showed us that America is not racist. That being said, I wish I could read more emails, but this was a very, very long podcast. If you would like to have your email read, you can email me at jace@therepublicannation.com. And if you would like to show some love and support, our platform is growing. As you can see, we have a lot of different people engaging with us. You can go ahead and you can buy merchandise, Republican Nation merchandise. I'm very proud of it. Whenever you purchase it and you have a picture that you're using the merchandise, I will post it on my Instagram. I love it. I take great pride in the Republican Nation. You can visit the RepublicanNation.store. That's the RepublicanNation.store, and you can show us some love and support by purchasing some merchandise. We do not accept donations, but you can buy our merchandise, and it helps us expand the network that we're creating here. If you would like to see live streams, you can visit trn.network, and you can actually watch these debates live as they're happening. We have a morning show, a midday show, an evening show, and a late night show. We are growing, people. We are spreading the word. And as you can see, I do not back down from a fight. I do not back down from a fight. I could see it from both point of views, but this is why particularly I like to put these debates on here. Because I want you guys to understand what their mindset is. Apparently, African Americans think they are victims in this country when they have a privilege. And there's actually people who are victims. People who are crossing borders and risking their lives to get to this country. But unfortunately, all we have is a bunch of Americans that are sobbing and feeling bad for themselves when they should be happy that they were born in the greatest country on the face of this earth. God bless you, God bless your families, and God bless this beautiful country we call America.
America great again.